With society's endless expectations upon you and mental health and anxiety issues on the rise, finding your true authentic self can be challenging. Being your true self is a key and never a mistake, because you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically. Join Dr. Kim R. Grimes as she creates a safe space and initiates influential conversations about you being you. Listen to discussions featuring step-by-step guides, techniques, and principles that you can sink your teeth into about uncovering your greatness, triggering a mindset shift, and living beyond your limiting beliefs. The time to connect with who you were created to be and fall madly, in love with you starts now. Here's your host, Dr. Kim R. Grimes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of You Are You Unapologetically podcast. See, we want to empower you to be true to how you were created. It's about you not allowing people's opinion to affect how you show up in life, not wasting time being intimidated by the presence of others while thinking so little of yourself. We are about not allowing the world to dim our glamour, right? So we're here to encourage you to uncover your greatness, find your true identity, and own who God created you to be, because you owe no one an apology for being true to yourself, for being you. See, you are you. And when you show up being you, you will empower others to shine their light. You will share your love and help others to tap into their greatness. So I have a quick program note for you guys. This will be our last weekly podcast. Yep, our last weekly podcast. But we're not going away. We're just shifting from weekly releases to every other week. Instead of 4 episodes a month, we're moving to 2 episodes. So what's happening is my schedule is picking up a bit. And between coaching clients, training, speaking, and vacationing, I'm swamped. But it's a good swamp. So it's all good. It's a good swamp. See, I'm loving it every day. And so a shout out to all of those who are living their best life ever. Yes. So with that being said, I promise we're not going away. Instead, again, we're just doing a little shifting. All right. So, okay. Now let's move to the next series topic that we want to talk about. So you all know that instead of having my guests speak on several topics across different platforms, or and not really platform, but different topics on and on and on, I like to have several of our guests speak on one topic so we can get different perspectives, and that they can share the different tools and techniques that they use in their lives to help propel them forward, right? We definitely want to propel forward in life. So our next topic, or the next series that we're going to, how do I want to say this? So our next series topic is on integrity. Yep, I said integrity. Because in the post-COVID era, I'm witnessing so much dishonesty, so much untruthfulness, an increase in violence, and so much more. And I'm quite sure you are witnessing it as well. Like, you're not exempt from seeing what I see. And because of this, I just want to have a conversation about integrity, because I really believe that is the issue. I think integrity plays a huge role. And so what is integrity? And do you have it? See, you may be familiar with a term called, or phrase called, structural integrity. Structural integrity, it's like, if you look it up, you'll see that it is about a building science, right? It's a building science phrase. The technical definition of structural integrity is the ability of a structure to withstand its intended load without failing due to fracture or fatigue. Unfortunately, we have seen our share of structural integrity and a lack thereof in Miami when that building collapsed. See, what happens when a structure is cracked and is fatigued and maintenance isn't performed and it's not able to bear the load? So this series, it's not about structural integrity. Instead, we will be discussing personal integrity. That's it, personal integrity. Have you heard of it? Do you have personal integrity? Well, before I define what integrity is, let me ask you a few questions. How about that? Are you willing to be bad to look good? Do you rather look good than actually be good or behave good? Do you do good or behave good or be good when it benefits you? And do you know it's possible to be good without doing any good and without doing anybody any good? See, that's known for being good for nothing and good for nobody. And you don't want that. You want to be better than that. Have you ever lied to someone so they won't think you're a liar? Are you willing to serve or to give to others, even when it costs you? Do you experience failure of personal integrity? So here's what I have as integrity. Integrity is the resolve and courage to do the right thing and noble thing just because it's the right and noble thing. Integrity is the courage, is the will, the courage to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. It's the noble thing to do, regardless of the consequences. Integrity is actually a universal, inescapable expectation that assumes and ought to do right, right? Proverbs 11:3, and this is for the Bible scholars and those who are like me that follow Jesus. I'm pulling this out of the New American Standard Bible version it is. And it says, this is what the proverb says. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Let me say that one more time. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. We know we ought to do right. And when we don't, what we do will eventually destroy us. Bottom line, think about it. Just think about it. Just like structural integrity, the failure of your personal integrity impacts other people, especially those around you. So remember that structural integrity in Miami, it impacted all of those people that were living in that building. We lost numerous lives because of the structural integrity lacked in that building. And I'm saying the same thing. The failure of your personal integrity impacts other people's lives around you, especially those, even more so, those who are closest to you, those who you love and who love you back. Integrity is actually, like I said, a universal, inescapable expectation that assumes and ought to. We know we ought to do right. And we want people to do what they say they ought to do. We want people, especially those who we depend on and those who depend on us, we want them to do what they ought to do what they said they will do, right? We want them to do that. Here's the thing. We are quick to excuse our personal lack of integrity, but we're not as quick to excuse the breach of integrity in others, especially our loved ones, especially our friends and our leaders. We're quick to excuse that, but not quick to excuse our own. Are we willing to be bad just to look good? Are you willing to be bad to look good? Integrity is the will the courage to do the right thing, because it is the right and noble thing to do, regardless of the consequences. So are you willing to do what you ought to do, even if it costs you? Am I willing to do what I ought to do, even if it costs me? If not, what does that make you? What does it make me? So have you ever lied in an attempt to assure someone that you can be trusted? Have you ever compromised your integrity to protect your reputation as someone who has integrity? Would you agree? Sometimes we are willing to be bad just to look good. When it comes to integrity, the external pressure to compromise our integrity is relentless. There's no one out there, truly out there, to help us with integrity. So how do you move forward when you lack integrity? Now, let me ask you this. What's guiding you? Does your integrity guide you? If your trigger response is to lie or to blame others or make excuses, then there is the clue. There lies the clue to what is guiding you. If you're quick to abandon your integrity, then you need to ask yourself, what's driving me? Go ahead, ask yourself, what's driving me? You may discover that you are more concerned with looking good than being good. Would you agree with this? It is hard to have relationships with people who don't have integrity. So here's the challenge. Here's the challenge that we face. We don't know if integrity guides us until maintaining our integrity, our personal integrity, until it costs us. That's the challenge. We don't know if it guides us until maintaining it, we realize cost us something. It's okay. It's okay to make mistakes and it's okay to fail, but it's not okay to cover it up. And it's not okay to act as if nothing happened or whatever occurred, that it did not happen. Your integrity is more important than your infallibility. The respect from others is contingent on your integrity and not on your failures and mistakes. The respect from others, it is contingent on your integrity and not your failures or your mistakes. The crookedness of the lack of your integrity will destroy you and the people around you. So what guides you? What is guiding you? The lack of integrity is personal, but it's not private. Because, like I said before, it impacts the people that are around you. So why is maintaining integrity so hard? Think about it for a moment. Think about it. Why is maintaining integrity so hard? So hard for me, so hard for you, so hard for people that are around us. Why? Here's the answer. Because of our appetites. Yep. Because of our appetites. Our appetites pose a constant threat to our integrity. Did you not know that? Yes, I stumbled upon that myself. So here's my point. We have to say no to our appetites to satisfy our personal integrity, or we will say no to integrity to satisfy our appetite. Our appetites compete with our integrity, and we will be forced to satisfy one. We will say yes to one and say no to the other. We can't have both. This here is a daily constant tension we live with every day and on every level of our life. When we talk about appetites, what are we really talking about? Well, let me share. We're talking about food, sex, acceptance, inclusion, respect, recognition, fame, progress, to be envied. And I'm talking about obtaining stuff, you know, be envied because you got a lot of stuff and more stuff, right? Our appetites of responsibility, of achievement, of accomplishment, of winning. Every appetite that we have poses a threat to our integrity, believe it or not. And we know our appetites are never fully and finally satisfying. Because our appetites have one word, one word. What is that one word? Think about it. What is that one word? That one word is more. M-O-R-E. We want more. We want more food. We want more sex. We want more acceptance, inclusion. We want more respect. We want more recognition. We want more fame. We want more stuff and more stuff. We want more accomplishments. See, our appetites bait our comparison trap. And we all know there's no win when it comes to comparison. Our appetites always whisper now. Now, I want it now. Think about it. All the drive-thrus that we have, right? Fast food, now. We want it now and never later. My appetite, your appetite, if our appetites pose a threat to our integrity, and the lack of integrity, our integrity poses a threat to our true identity. See, we have to make decisions. We have to make them every day. Every day. Will our integrity guide us in these decisions? Or will our appetites guide us in these decisions? Will your integrity guide you? Will my integrity guide me? Or will it be my appetite? See, I've always said this. The easiest person to deceive is the person in the mirror. And we lie to ourselves every day to satisfy our own appetites. We create a narrative to defend our actions. And then we believe the narrative. We believe the excuses. We believe the justifications. And then we won't face up to it at all. When we do this, we are never true to ourselves. And we will live a dishonest life. The people around us, they know something is wrong. But we won't admit it, nor will we discuss it. You can never ever be you. You can never be you or truly yourself or true to yourself if you are lying to yourself. No one can know who you really are as long as you are lying to yourself. And you cannot give up yourself authentically, right? You can't when you're lying to yourself, as long as you're lying to yourself. And so our appetite, it competes with our integrity. We will be forced to satisfy one, like I said, or the other. We will say yes to our appetite, and that means we're saying no, can say no to our integrity. Our appetites compete for our future. It will either rule us, or we will either rule our appetites, or our appetites will rule us. Our appetites, like I said, competes for our future. It's going to rule us, or we will rule our appetite. So let me ask you some more questions to make you think about your personal integrity. Now, what or who are difficult to say no to when you ought to say no to? Who are those people? What are those things that you're having a hard time saying no to when you know you should say no to? What are you talking yourself into when the people that love you the most are trying to talk you out of it? What are you talking yourself into? What are you saying to yourself? It's not a big deal if I do this. It doesn't matter if I choose this. What are you doing that is not exactly illegal or immoral that you don't want anyone to know about you and you don't want to explain or you don't want to talk about it? We have no idea of what or who hangs in the balance of our decisions. We have no idea or whether or not we choose to trade our future, our appetite, right? Our future for our appetite for now. Trade in your future for something that is here right now, that gives you access to it right now, instead of waiting. Like, because you have it now, you have to recognize it's going to be gone tomorrow because you're dealing with now, and now is now, and now is gone, right? Are you willing to trade your future? Are you willing to trade your life? Are you willing to trade your relationships, your identity? Are you willing to trade your legacy to satisfy your appetite right now? Integrity is the will, the courage to do the right thing, because It is the right and noble thing to do, regardless of the consequences. Integrity, it determines the health and the depth of all of our relationships. My personal integrity is not just about me, because my personal integrity always impacts the people around me. Integrity is not a religious topic, although there are definitely divine components about it. When you dive in deep, you'll see there are divine components about integrity. Integrity is essential for any relationship to last. It is essential for any relationship to last. Are you willing to walk in integrity and vow not to trade what you value most for something you have an appetite for now, even if it costs you? Or will you just do what is right? Just do what you ought to do, even if it costs you. What you ought to do is to walk and live in integrity. That's what you ought to do. When integrity becomes your guide, there's a posture you will maintain. There's a posture we will maintain. You will stand up straight. You will respond and not react. You will take the long view instead of taking the right now view. See, later is longer. And when you respond and not react, it serves you so much better. When integrity guides you, you are not easily swayed by what people think of you. When integrity guides you, we are free to do whatever we want. We are free to do for others as well, regardless of what they think and what others think of us. So if I'm overly concerned about what you think of me, I may not do what I need to do because I'm overly concerned. I may not step up and tell you what you need to hear because I'm overly concerned about what you think about me. Because I'm consumed with me, my integrity can get compromised because I'm consumed with me. Remember, I said, it's not about you. It's about the people that are around you, around us. So what we have to do is tell ourselves often, it's not about me. It's about the people that are around me. It's not about me. It's my integrity for my world. It's your integrity for your world. Again, is it possible to be good without doing good? Integrity is about serving others. If my goodness is only for me, I'm a sounding, clanging gong. I'm just noise. And I'm good for nothing, making a lot of noise because my goodness is only for me. We all are brought to a point of tension that our selfishness is being confronted, that my self-centeredness or our self-centeredness that we mask with our goodness is all about me. So that tension, I'm confronted with that. When I have to look to see, okay, am I doing good for me? And is it all about me? Or is it to serve someone else? Let it be known, let it be said that we walk in integrity and that we're not easily swayed by others, that your integrity guides you. Your integrity will guide you. It will guide you beyond you. Your integrity will guide you to you who you were created to be. That's what your integrity will do. It will guide you there. And if we get this right, if you get this right, if I get this right, it won't be about how well you behave, I behave, we behave. It won't be about that. That is not what's going to get people's attention. That's not what they're going to look at. What they're going to look at, it's going to be about how well we love, how well you love, how well I love. See, our integrity, my integrity will guide me, will guide you, will guide us beyond us into the lives of people around us. And then our integrity will most certainly shape our world. So join me and join my future guests as we take a deep dive into integrity. What is integrity? How do you get integrity? How to guard your integrity, and how do you restore it when it is lacking? Join me in the next couple of episodes of our series, Integrity, or your appetite. That's the name of it. Integrity or your appetite. See, remember, it's easy to use yourself in today's clashing ideas, conflicting beliefs, COVID-19, and the flood of information that we're receiving on a daily basis. With society's rigid expectations and endless opinions, self-expression and self-appreciation can feel challenging and daunting. Most of the time, this pushes you to dumb down, to hide who you really are, and just go with the flow. But we're here, I'm here to put an end to this disparaging mindset and begin to own our authentic self. That's why I'm here. That's why you are you, unapologetically exist. So please continue to join me here in a safe space for the episodes where I will initiate influential conversations about being you. That's right, about being you, because you are you unapologetically. And what I know is this: no one, absolutely no one, absolutely positively, no one is better at being you than you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And thank you for listening. I truly appreciate and I honor your time. That's it for now. God bless and bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. May this transformational discussion shift your mindset so you can live in possibility, so you can step higher in your greatness and stand bolder in your brilliance. Do not wait another minute. Start now to uncover your greatness and begin to fall madly, madly, did I say madly, in love with you. The journey to unleashing and owning your true self doesn't end here. Be sure to subscribe to the show at KimRGrimes.com. Leave a rating and gear up for more conversations like this one. See you on the next episode. And remember, you are not a mistake. You are you, unapologetically.